Thanks for joining us, everyone. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, MTN to increase prices of products and services by at least 15% from next Tuesday due to rising operational costs. Also, government to roll out electronic visa from first quarter of next year as it works to attract more tourists into the country. And on the Joy Business Journal, the spotlight is on green opal properties providing homes for Ghanaians at the ongoing Ecobank Joiners Habitat Fair at the Accra International Conference Center. We'll bring you more. Stay with us. Happy Friday. Thanks for joining us once again. Hello to our friends listening from Koforidua on KTU Radio. My name is Daryl Kwao. Government is working to roll out an electronic visa platform from the first quarter of next year. The move is part of measures to deal with visa acquisition challenges facing tourists and investors wanting to come and do business in the country. This is coming after the Transport Ministry announced a visa on arrival option for passengers traveling to Accra from the 1st of December to January 15. Akwesi Ajiman is Chief Executive of the Ghana Tourism Authority and has been speaking on PM Express Business Edition.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has been working on it. There have been several, at one point it was even advertised for vendors and other things, but that's not a process that we control. What we want is that we want to get there as quickly as possible and make sure that things move. Because you want people to come to your country, make it easy for them to come. Once they come, they spend. The data is there to show. So they come in and the economic benefit is there. Why don't we make it easier for them? Why don't we make it easier for... Because we are competing. I mean, if you look at Ghana, Senegal, Rwanda, to a large extent, South Africa, these are places where a lot of the diaspora, African diaspora that we are targeting, go to. And it's easier for them. For example, if you're a U.S. citizen, you don't need a visa to go to Senegal. So
you heard Akwesi Ajiman, the Chief Executive of the Ghana Tourism Authority. And there is a repeat of that discussion this morning at 11 on the Joy News channel. Now, prices of all products and services offered by telecom company MTN will be increased by at least 15% from Tuesday. This is based on an internal document seen by Joy Business on the expected price adjustments from November 28. The review will affect voice, SMS, data post and prepaid services. It would also affect other special bundles as well. MTN, in an earlier text message to subscribers, attributed the expected spike in tariffs and services to rising operational cost. In other news, the Association of Ghana Industries says the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission could have done more to cushion the operations of businesses by reducing water tariffs. The PRC reviewed water tariffs by 0.34% and electricity tariffs by 1.52%, effective the 1st of December to February 29, 2024. Reacting to this, the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the AGI, Chonam Akpelo, said they would continue to engage the commission to review water tariffs downwards.
Issue around water, it's quite an interesting one. So for those members of AGI that use water as their primary, you know, raw materials, so the beverages, the water companies, the both alcoholic and non-alcoholic companies, cost of water become crucial. So a 0.34% increment, it's a little bit on the high side, especially also because then it remains their primary cost of production. And our hope is that in the next review, we'll see a downward increase in water as well.
You had Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the Association of Ghana Industries, Chonam Akpelo. The management of the Tema Oil Refinery has debunked claims of engaging in a murky proposed partnership agreement with the Tema Energy and Processing Limited. This comes after a directive by the Office of the Special Prosecutor to the management to suspend its proposed partnership agreement. Board Chairman of the Tema Oil Refinery, David Adumako, says the proposal has been reviewed by key stakeholders within the sector. He explains the deal has also been subjected to competitive tender.
I know that there's bits of information flying around. It's difficult to assimilate all this information in one place to have it right. And I always say that if I was somebody's team in the public domain reading about Tor, I'd be feeling the same way a lot of people are feeling. Garnishing of accounts for one reason or another. This has been the problems that Tor has had to contend with now. I mean, up until recently. you know, and it will continue if, in the absence of a solution, that will be the life of talk. We've heard it described as a murky deal, you know, didn't follow due process. But it's been subjected to competitive tender. It's been evaluated by the board, and the board is full of people who are really reputable people, highly experienced, have given their time and they're committed to giving back to the country in one way or another, and are not getting anything for this.
David Adomako is board chairman of the Tema Oil Refinery. Now, payment of insurance claims across the West African sub-region is expected to be made easy through the digitization of the ECOWAS bank card insurance scheme. The scheme, which is an extension of third-party insurance, is expected to provide cover in the unlikely event of a motor accident while traveling in any of the West African states. Speaking to Joy Business at the swearing-in ceremony of the 39th General Assembly, Chairman of the Council, Henry Bukari, noted that improving the settlement processes will be key to facilitate intra-Africa trade.
Most of the trade amongst our nations is through our road corridors. And one of the essential requirements to travel outside your country is a brown card. It is an extension of your third-party insurance that you can use to travel to any part of West Africa. By digitalizing, it will ease the acquisition of the brown card, and secondly, the verification of the brown card, and thirdly, it will also facilitate the speedy payment of claims, because you'll be able to post your claims online and then the various bureaus will pick it up and pay.
Henry Bukari was sworn in as the new chairman of the Council of Bureaus of the ECOWAS brown card insurance scheme at the 39th General Assembly. Now, let's move on to some other stories. With a mandate to offer affordable housing with a luxurious touch, Green Opal Properties is promising patrons of the Ecobank Journeys Habitat Fair a variety of housing units at affordable prices. The company also offers a five-year payment plan to cushion patrons who may not be able to afford an outright payment. We met with a sales executive of the company, Colin Squeda, who sheds more light on Green Opal's juicy offers for customers who visit the stand at the Ecobank Journeys Habitat Fair underway at the Accra International Conference Center.
Luxury, affordability, and flexibility. If you are looking for these three things when purchasing a property, then Green Opal Properties should be your destination. With a variety of apartments to choose from, you are certainly guaranteed of value for money. We visited the Adenta Aviation Community ahead of the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair and met with Colin Peda, who tells us more about Green Opal Properties.
Green Opal Property, it's a wholly owned Ghanaian company. We are into real estate. We do 3, 4, and 5 bedroom houses. Our current projects are within Adenta Aviation, like I said, which is where the chunk of our properties are. We have a 3-bedroom that comes with a boys' quarters. We also have a 4-bedroom that comes with a boys' quarters. And then we also have a 5-bedroom that comes with a boys' quarters as well.
Green Opal has systems in place to ensure maximum security at its apartments.
We pay attention to security, which is one of the core areas of real estate. And we don't joke with that. Once the project is ongoing and we realize that people have bought into it and they have moved into the property, we, apart from the security fence we provide for each house, we also make sure that there's security at the checkpoint that is taken care of. Those that goes in and comes in as well. What makes us different? Green Opal gives you a lot of opportunities. Apart from the fact that we are selling houses, we also give you an opportunity that once you get into our units, you make a decision, we go with it for you. Maybe, for instance, you calm the structure the way it is, you want to do some modification to it, we give you an access.
Green Opal sheds more light on its 5-year payment plan.
Green Opal is affordable. It's affordable. Just walk to Green Opal and we'll give you a structured payment that you'll be comfortable with. That was the more reason why, because a lot of people over the years have complained that properties are expensive in Ghana. That is true. But we also give you an opportunity to enjoy luxury. So we also, like I said, we are dedicating one of our community for a 5-year payment plan. No developer in Ghana is doing that.